This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
77 Dr. Dahlia, let me get to the microphone. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Forgot we need a microphone because my voice is just so light. We got a lot of updates on coronavirus and the tornadoes, and we're going to kind of get you guys posted up on that. But we do have other headlines. I know coronavirus has dominated the headlines over the last few weeks, and understandably so, but we really haven't gotten a lot of other news, health news. And some people are kind of shocked to realize that they got to change the clocks again this week. So I guess this Sunday we have to change the clocks again. I feel like we just did it. And we spring forward, and I'm sick of springing forward. I'm sick of putting the clocks back. I think it's stupid. I've been talking about this for years. And we'll talk about the origin of it. But, you know, we complain a lot, and a lot of states have moved forward to end it, to stop it. But we still have it. We still have daylight savings time. A doctor in town, an internist, Dr. Paul Kalika, is a friend of mine who I've done research with the medical students and stuff, came up and said, let's get this done now. All right, let's finally do it. Yeah, I mean, you know, we could talk about it and complain about it, but it is obsolete. There's health risks. So we are working with other faculty at Touro University of Nevada and working with Senator Joe Hardy from the Nevada front. And it appears that we have, you know, there's so many states that have said we're sick of this. Our show put out a petition. We're already at about like 50,000 people, or now it's 51, to finally kind of tell Congress, even though we're not going to be able to make a change this Sunday, but to let them know that this should probably be the last time we change the clocks, and we should just keep it solid, whether it's savings time or non-savings time. Just keep it uniform throughout the year. It's ridiculous. Where it got its roots was Benjamin Franklin. He, even though it wasn't law back then, he had written a letter called The Economical Project for Diminishing the Cost of Light. So he realized that if we woke up earlier, we could use more of the sunlight. It really made sense. Okay? And so, you know, people kind of used clocks, and I don't know what they use as alarm clocks. I thought they used the rooster who would do cock-a-doodle-doo. I'm not sure exactly what they used for alarm clocks back then. But he had encouraged us to save on the wax, save on other lighting fixtures, heat, things like that, if you just woke up earlier. Well, in 1916, all right, there were issues during the war, and they needed to conserve coal. So they decided to come up with wartime. That's what they called it. They called it wartime, where they were able to change the clocks. During wartime, they could do whatever. Just like during an epidemic, governments can do whatever. And so once the Great War, or the World War One, was over, they went back to the old time. I couldn't imagine being around during that time with people changing the times and not being able to get sugar and who knows what. So now we're in a second World War. So now we're 1942. FDR goes, okay, we still need to conserve stuff for war efforts. Let's do a wartime also. In fact, actually, I think he gets the credit for calling it wartime, as opposed to World War One. So after the war, there was no federal law that maintained the time change, so it started to fall back. Unfortunately, some states wanted to keep it. So in 1966, they had to come up with the Uniform Time Law of 66, where Lyndon B. Johnson decreed that daylight saving time was going to begin first Sunday of April and end to the last Sunday of October. States had the right to do what they wish. So I think Arizona said, we're not going to do this, you know, leave us out of it. I think Hawaii also. But something happened in 2007 where they came up with the Energy Policy Act, where they would change the daylight savings time to what we have now. Because remember around Halloween, we always got an extra hour, they changed that. So now it's second Sunday of March, and then to first Sunday of November is daylight savings time. And again, Hawaii and Arizona are not a part of it. Well, apparently a bunch of states, including California, including Nevada, you know, had already passed bills in their assembly or legislators saying, we're done with this. But it has to get through Congress. Congress has to be the one to free us from these stupid time changes. Now, some people go, well, what's the difference? You know, we have time zones and all that. Time zones still make sense. Because New York sun, when the sun is rising, is different from when Vegas sun rises. So the time zones are fine. What's stupid is changing the clocks. And there's been health risks. They found, and I kind of am a little shocked by this too, because we're only talking an hour, but there's apparently an increased risk of heart attacks. They find in the spring, when we spring forward, less heart attacks in the fall. There's been a study looking at car accidents. There seems to be more car accidents when we do the spring forward as opposed to the fall. There's been more suicide. There's been more workplace injuries. I guess people missing that hour, maybe it's very psychological, who knows. And people make more mistakes at work. More depression. And then I think there was a study on pregnancy and fertility, where apparently it can mess with people's fertility. So, you know, 1 hour shouldn't be a big deal, but apparently the science is showing that it is. And as far as I'm concerned as a doctor, if we're doing something that's kind of unnecessary, all right, and, you know, its roots were at a time when we were having world wars, then why are we doing it now? All right? So, either way, no matter what Congress does, if they listen to our petition or not, please sign the petition. You can go to my Facebook page and Twitter page. I'll re-add it. It's a petition we started a while ago, and we're now at like 52,000 signatures, so it's rising. And don't forget to share it. But I think we're gonna finally this year, you know, because all the states are kind of involved and, you know, sick of it, going to get Congress to change. In the meantime, start getting used to that hour now. If we know in a few days we've got to change the clocks, then just start, you know, maybe waking up a little earlier. Make sure you still eat well. Make sure you still hydrate well, you know. And I am a fan of utilizing the sunlight. I got to be honest with you. I live in the desert, so I really don't want more sun hours. But it looks like the majority of states want savings time when we have more light and use more light. So I'm going to go with that, even though my personal preference is, you know, I kind of like, you know, less, you know, hot summers and, you know, maybe sleeping through a little bit of that. But, you know, I'll support whatever you guys want and whatever the science says. So let's put an end to this. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I wish it was the rocket pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu rather than coronavirus. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So right now, total worldwide cases are 92,798, according to Worldometers, which has been fairly accurate with the numbers. If you've noticed, it's kind of slowing down. Even though in America, we're starting to see a huge spike in the numbers. Overall, they're saying worldwide, it's starting to level off, still rising. We're still in an epidemic, possibly pandemic stage, but it's not doubling and tripling like it was originally. Death count is about 3,100. We've had 48,469 people recovered. China still leads the pack with 80,152 cases. They had 33 new deaths over the last 24 hours. Still frightening. So almost 3,000 deaths overall. South Korea has the next number of cases, 5,100. Has 34 total deaths. Italy at 2,500 cases. Iran, 2,300 cases. Diamond Princess went up to 706. So apparently there was another case. Who knows? Japan, 293 cases. We'll talk about what they're thinking about with the Olympics in a little bit later. France up to 204. Germany, 196. Spain, 153. Singapore, 110. USA, although here they're saying about 103 cases. Six total deaths. I'm hearing that the number may actually have risen. But right now, confirmed, we have over 100 cases in the United States total that have been evaluated or clocked. So, if you've been listening to my show, if you've been watching this happen, you can't take these numbers as gold and solid because there's a chance there's been people with coronavirus that just never decided to tell anybody or get checked or, you know. I got a call from a patient who was asking, you know, if anybody at work is concerned about coronavirus, what should they do? Now, I'm not sure what local communities are telling people. What doctors are being told is to, you know, send people to the, you know, local hospital facility that's kind of designated as who's going to be taking care of them. Contact the local health department. Let the hospital know you're sending that person over and that there's a concern for coronavirus based on their symptoms, things like that. But it's starting to be a little bit of a mess because you have a lot of people with coughs and colds. And so they're like, I have a cough and cold. I breathe fine. I think I got flu. And is this coronavirus? Is it not? Well, we haven't had a lot of accurate testing. I wish we did, but we haven't. And so there's been a little bit of a cluster. And, you know, I say this a lot where, you know, when government runs healthcare, it's a mess. But I do have to, in the CDC's defense, say, look, you have an outbreak of a new disease with hardly any information being truthfully given to you, and you're expected to make these test kits and make millions of them overnight. You know, that's a tall order. So we are being told that the FDA vows to test 1 million people by the end of the week. So apparently they have the test kits. They believe that a quarter of the current coronavirus cases in the United States were transferred through community rather than travel. So now, rather than us asking people, did you travel to Wuhan, China? That's starting to be a little moot because they think it's already within the community. I would say we are very naive to think it wouldn't be after 2 months, right? So, an increase in testing has now been able to allow people to confirm more cases. Death toll has risen to 6. There's been cases now in New York, Georgia, New Hampshire. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says he expects community-related cases to grow. I do too, and I'll tell you again why we don't panic. He said, my concern is as the next week or two or three go by, we're going to see a lot more community-related cases. So, most of the 100, now they're saying there's about 111 cases, have been transmitted through local communities. Just expect that number to rise. Don't be surprised if we're in the 200s by later today or 300s or whatever, because now they're testing people. And two cases in Georgia involve people from the same Atlanta household, including a man who recently returned from Italy. There's a New Hampshire case that involved a hospital worker who also returned from Italy. A lot of people went to Italy this winter. New York on Tuesday announced a second confirmed case in Westchester County. That's just north of New York City. There's been 6 deaths. 5 occurred in Washington State. These have been linked, by the way, to the same Seattle senior living facility, we're being told. This is by Daily Mail. So we're finally getting a little bit of scoop here on who's dying. So we're talking, it looks like older individuals in close quarters that could be immunosuppressed. Arizona has a case. Utah has a case. Oregon has 3 cases. Wisconsin 1. Illinois 4. Nebraska has 13. But then again, remember, Nebraska has one of the hospitals that's taking care of people. So Nebraska obviously will, you know, have higher numbers. Georgia has 2. Florida has 2. New York has 2. Massachusetts 2. New Hampshire 2. Rhode Island 2. So, I hate even giving you guys these numbers because they're going to change as this broadcast, you know, continues. But we're seeing a lot of panic. And we are seeing people, unfortunately, start to, you know, buy things off the shelves. Hand sanitizer, food, masks, because people think they are going to have to self-quarantine. And I think we need to have a sit down with everybody and explain what the real risk is. The real risk is we have viruses, including flu, that is killing people this year. With the coronavirus, it seems to appear to be older individuals. We would love some more data from all these states and countries that have, you know, all these countries that have had reported deaths. It'd be nice to know, even though in China there were some young people that died as well. Flu has been killing kids, teenagers, adults, seniors, you know, very unfortunately, vigorously this season. And I think what we need to do is tell people, look, okay, we have a certain immune system and we have a certain community protocols in place that can protect us, but we're not in a position to lock down the whole country. Locking down the whole country and forcing people to be in quarantines is not actually designed. It's I don't think we've ever really done that in America. I don't even know what they did during the Spanish flu. And so if people are running out and buying food, and they're like, all right, we are being prepared for a quarantine, or we are going to be prepared to stay home. Are they buying enough food? Are they getting squirrely in their house? And then are they going to say, to heck with it, I'm going outside. And then I give the average person 2 days being locked up in their house. 2 days. Then they're going to want to go outside again. And boom, that, you know, so, you know, our panic and our, you know, price gouging and all the other stupid stuff. And by the way, Amazon has, from what I understand, tried to stop, you know, on their platform, needs to be well thought out. Local communities need to explain to people what they're going to do. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. If Las Vegas decides that we have an outbreak, and they need to protect the casino workers. They need to protect the travelers, the tourists. They need to protect Golden Knights fans, Raiders fans, local schools, libraries, etc. Then a plan needs to be hashed out on what we would do if we have this virus affect us, which it's going to probably. And who goes where to be tested, how we do testing, and what your home quarantine should look like. We should also set up home test kits. So people could test themselves at home. Makes no sense that they would have to go, if they are in a self-quarantine, to another location, possibly transmit to get tested, be negative, but then get it because they were among others that were sick. So these are things, when they say hospitals are preparing and all that, I think hospitals are doing a good job preparing. But I don't think we have proper local community plans. And if people self-quarantine and then do it wrong or do it preventatively and incorrectly, then if they do have to quarantine, they're not going to do it right. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid continued concerns about the growing outbreak of coronavirus in the United States, the Federal Reserve has announced this morning a cut to a key interest rate of a half a percentage point. Here is Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
My colleagues and I took this action to help the U.S. economy keep strong in the face of new risks to the economic outlook.
Many analysts say they're not so sure a rate cut will do anything to stimulate the economy, as many people are simply not spending their money or traveling as much because of their concerns. As balloting began in 14 Super Tuesday primary states this morning, there are fewer Democratic hopefuls in the race. Joe Biden getting a boost yesterday when former rivals Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar dropped out and threw their endorsements to him. Tom Steyer dropped out on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Sorry. How many of you guys get to work from home? I love working from home. Well, not my show. I do it in the studio, but when I do telemedicine, I could do it from home. I love working from home. If I have to go potty, I can stop and go potty. If I want to watch the news, I could stop, watch the news. Kid comes home from school, I could yell at them, do your homework. What are you doing here, Mom? Why are you late? Do I smell vape? No, Mom. And I get to eat before my kid comes home and eats everything out of the fridge. Working from home is kind of nice. Well, if you work for Twitter, you get to work from home now. Temporarily. As Twitter has told all 5,000 employees around the world to work from home. They want to avoid spread of coronavirus. Working from home is now mandatory for those in Hong Kong, Japan, and South Korea. I think that if you're able to work from home, great. And I'll tell you what the ramifications are of that one, though. Twitter has told all of its 5,000 employees around the world. I would think Twitter had more employees. That's interesting. To work from home in an effort to stop the spread of coronavirus. Social media platform's decision asked the staff to avoid the office. That has also been following similar requests from other nearby governments in certain virus hotspots. So mandatory if you're in South Korea, Hong Kong, and Japan. Not mandatory in America, but I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, absolutely. I'm there. They say we are strongly encouraging all employees globally to work from home if they are able. That's according to Twitter Human Resources Chief Jennifer Christie. That was in a blog post on Monday. Our goal is to lower the probability of the spread of the COVID coronavirus for us and around the world. Now, the suggestion that employees work home, I guess Dublin headquarters, Google's Dublin headquarters, has about 8,000 employees. They were told to work at home. Why? Because one worker had flu-like symptoms, and they're currently being tested. The company said the measure is to test the ability of its staff to work remotely. Now, there we go, guys. Big business needed, unfortunately, this, to test the waters. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but the evolution of people working remotely and a business not having to spend money on real estate, cubicles, air conditioning, coffee machines, decor, cleaning, sanitation. Those expenditures of a country can be eliminated if they set up more and more employees to work from home. Now, working from home offers huge advantages for the worker. So people would think, why the hell hasn't this happened already? Internet's been around for years. Well, because how many of you have worked from home and did what I did? I'm going to go potty. You know what? I'm going to just listen to the news for a little bit. Or I'm going to yell at the kid. Oh, let me go walk the dog. Now, I love having that lifestyle. And I'm off the clock. I'm not, you know, having anybody pay for me when that happens. But employers are, shall we say, hesitant on, you know, giving their staff that leeway. You know, I mean, when I had staff, I can't tell you how people would, you know, turn busy time into downtime. And I'm like, guys, we got stuff to do. And, you know, they're on their phones or they're playing games or they're, you know, and I get it because I did the same thing at work, too. But, you know, if there's an abnormal mammogram, that patient needs to be called so we can start setting up a biopsy. If there's blood cancer, we need to get that person into hematology. If there's an abnormal lab, we need to, you know, we need to work now. And so I don't think if I still had my medical office and I was still running staff, I don't think I would have a lot of people work from home remotely. I mean, unless I could trust that the person is going to get the job done. So the next big move in corporations is to figure out how to judge if somebody is doing their job and they're getting good employee output from their house, from their home. Now, apparently they could tell if you sit idle. So like, let's say you're on a screen and you're sitting idle for a certain amount of time. They could tell that. I guess there's a lot of things they could tell. You know, when there's pauses and things like that. So let's say somebody's working on something and then they decide to, I don't know, turn on a rerun of Friends or whatever. You know, they might be able to see pauses. But, you know, most employers have been kind of cautious about trusting somebody to work at home and do the job. If we're going to pay you for 8 hours, then are you really going to be working those 8 hours? Or if you're home, are you going to take a nap? How do you watch that? How do you supervise that? And so I believe a lot of jobs are going to start moving towards more project pay or more, what's the word for it? Not so much independent contractor, where like contracting. You get a job done and you get paid for the job done. And we're going to give you a time frame to get it done in. Now, with this coronavirus, it lends an opportunity to big companies like Google, like Twitter, to go, do we really need to have big, large warehouses? Do we need to staff that and utilities and all that? And if they find that the working from home model works, commercial real estate is going to take a bigger tank than you even thought. Commercial real estate is already having issues because, you know, people are buying online. So a lot of these big stores, you know, like Kmart and Sears and things like that are struggling. So your big anchors, if they struggle and you don't have a lot of people going to a store, you know, why should a company, you know, pay rent? They might as well have, you know, do more online sales. With coronavirus and these fears of flu and infection, people not wanting to go outside, yeah, people are buying online. There's going to be a huge jump in grocery shopping and things like that online as well with delivery. But the model of working from home might seem amazing for you all. But that shift, no matter how abrupt it's going to be, can be devastating. You know, if you've been able to work from home, let's say Google decides to, for the next few weeks, have people work from home. Then all of a sudden come back to the office. That's not that easy. How many of you guys have been on vacation and then you had to go back to work? For me, I'm a workaholic, so I couldn't wait, you know. But you still drag a little. And then you start to dislike work more. You're like, well, wait a second. I was able to do this at home. I could check my, you know, messages. I could Facebook without anybody on my back. You know, people will not like it. So you're going to have a big employee push to let me work from home. Then the company's going to be like, well, then fine. You work from home. We close down this structure, this brick and mortar structure. And you have more of a home expansion. So, you know, I'm seeing what's happening with coronavirus as a way for these companies to test the water. And they even say, you know, Google's Dublin is testing this out. They are testing the ability of their staff to work remotely. They said out of abundance of caution, staff have been told to work from their home and to monitor their health. It affects the Google staff at Dublin's offices, but I'm not sure about America and stuff yet because, again, we're not there yet. So on one end, companies do have to expect coronavirus to come back. In fact, there's a study saying that coronavirus may actually be a yearly thing, that this might come each year. And, I mean, with flu and people dying from the flu, it's only a matter of time that people say, look, during cough, cold, flu season, stay home and work. During the bad winter, during Superstorm Sandy or whatever, during hurricanes, work from home. Shut her down or, I don't know, leave. What's the word for it? Evacuate. But work remotely. There's doctors that work remotely. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As I walk along, I wonder what went. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who's working the dial. So, unfortunately, Nashville suffered a pretty bad tornado, leaving several dead. Severe weather is now striking Tennessee, from what we understand. This powerful storm produced at least two tornadoes that struck central Tennessee early on Tuesday morning, including one that caused significant damage near downtown Nashville and killed at least 21 people as crews spent hours pulling survivors and bodies from wrecked buildings. The tornado near downtown Nashville, according to Fox News, lit up the sky with flashes of light. Transformers blew, and the storm reportedly stayed on the ground into Hermitage, about 10 miles east of the city. So Fox News senior meteorologist Janice Dean said, "We need your prayers in Nashville, Tennessee. This was an overnight rain-wrapped tornado while people were sleeping, and now they're waking up to extreme destruction, devastation, and deaths in the Nashville area." So a spokesperson from Tennessee Emergency Management Agency confirmed to Fox News that 21 people had been killed in the storms. An earlier press briefing, Governor Bill Lee told reporters the deaths were centered in four different counties, and there are a number of people that are missing, in addition to many that are injured and being transported to area hospitals. They said, "We have had loss of life across the state. It's a very difficult situation." Metro Nashville Police Department said at least two people were killed in East Nashville. A team official told Fox News that 14 people died in Putnam County, two reported deaths in Wilson County, two in Davidson County, in area east of Nashville. There were 48 building collapses around the city. Neighborhoods had blown down walls. When you look at the pictures, it's just devastating. Snapped power lines, broken trees, search and rescue crews. They said last night was a reminder about how fragile life is. President Trump tweeted that he is monitoring developments out of Tennessee, that the federal government is with you all the way during this difficult time. Prayers for all of those affected. It's just horrifying. It said the sky turned purple and pink. It was, the lightning strikes was something they've never seen. It's a heavy populated area. According to experts, the tornadoes were estimated at an EF3, which means the winds were between 136 to 165 miles an hour. They said it sounded like somebody was throwing bricks at the windows. Nashville Public Schools were closed because of tornado damage. In Metro Nashville, Wilson County East will also close schools for the rest of the week. Election polling sites at school were expected to remain open, as well as district offices. So we have Super Tuesday. We're in Super Tuesday right now. And it is going to be a, very tumultuous day. I really can't predict. It's only there, obviously, be Biden or Sanders, but 16 different Democratic Party primaries are on their way. Polls are going to close at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Vermont and Virginia. North Carolina closes at 7:30 Eastern Time. Tennessee, Maine, Texas, Alabama, Massachusetts, and Oklahoma will close at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Arkansas, 8:30. Then, in Colorado and Minnesota, they close at about 9 p.m. Eastern Time. In Utah, 10. California, at 11, obviously, because of the West Coast. So, Business Insider is monitoring up to date. We'll give you guys information as we get it. They say that the more Democratic voters have gotten to know Mike Bloomberg, the less they like him. From what I understand, he's slipping. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, as you know, have dropped out of the race. They have endorsed Joe Biden. Klobuchar had said that that she was not offered anything in return. They have to say that. You know, they can't say that, you know, they were bribed and offered, you know. But if you know you're not going to win and you have a candidate, you know, if you can't beat him, join him. And in politics, that's the way it goes. And, you know, Biden, of course, has to be very, very careful, looking like he didn't try to, you know, buy their votes. But he, you know, if he does win, he's going to have a big, you know, administration. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things up for grabs, especially since I don't know how much they ripped on each other during the debate. Now, Klobuchar said something very interesting. She says, "I just don't think we are the face of the establishment." When asked why you know, she withdrew. She goes, you know, I think, first of all, that was cool last night, is you have Mayor Pete, and you have Beto O'Rourke, who electrified Texas in a Senate race, and myself. And I just don't think we're the face of the establishment. I think we are fresh faces of our party. And so she said she's still friends with Bernie Sanders, but she doesn't think we should have a socialist heading up the Democratic ticket in November. She said, I think we have to have someone, as one prominent Democrat said, who was actually listening to where the American people are. She said that prominent Democrat was Barack Obama. So Klobuchar said, referencing comments that the former president made to a group of liberal donors in November. So she also denied that Biden promised her a post in his potential administration in exchange for support. There was no discussion of any such role. But when pressed on whether she would like to become his running mate, should he capture the nomination, she did not rule out the possibility. She said, I just ended my own campaign, and I am more than happy to go back to Minnesota today to thank our incredible staff and to the people of my state. I've got a day job. I love the Senate. And I'm also going to be helping Joe Biden. She goes, I never look at hypotheticals. There's been a lot going on here. So, you know, the Democrats are scared. You know, Joe Biden represents Obama 102. If you love the Obama presidency, and if you thought that was one of the greatest, strongest presidencies, you're going to like Joe Biden. If you're a Democrat and said, oh, we kind of, you know, missed the mark on a few things, including health care, Joe Biden would probably not be the best candidate to run against Trump. Bernie Sanders, again, scares a lot of Democrats. You know, America is not ready for socialism. They're not. We're doing pretty well, considering. Stock market bounced back beautifully after the drop with coronavirus. They just lowered interest rates. Things looking pretty strong, economy-wise. God willing, hopefully it stays. You don't mess things up with a socialism agenda. So, it's going to be up between these two. And I hear time and time again from Democrats, just spoke to another one yesterday, going, why couldn't they come up with better candidates? And again, you know, Joe Biden, he's a great candidate. You know, he did a lot, and he served, you know, the country well, and, you know, he has a lot of experience. But, do you want more Obama years? You know, how has Joe Biden distinguished himself different from Obama? That was that's difficult. Vice presidents are not the easiest political, you know, roles to have, because he has to look like he supported his president. If he disagreed with Obama on tons of things, he can't say that now. So, you know, you have to play that very carefully of, well, you know, I support my boss, but I'm not going to be anything like my boss. How do you get that message across? Well, if I was Joe Biden, I would say, look, you know, this is what the president did. This is what I did during the presidency. You know, and I'm not here to defend, you know, Barack Obama is Barack Obama. He was president. He, you know, made his legacy. You know, I have a different population, a different time. Things are different than they were in 2008. And this is what I plan to do. You know, and you know, the Obama presidency is not going to be extended because that was a different time. It was a different era. I don't know. I think he's in trouble. So that's just, you know. So as we, you know, as today unfolds, we'll see what happens. But, you know, whoever wins today, if they get, what it was, the 1399 delegates, they're going to be up against Trump. And I think this is the question that we want. Who do we want to see Trump debate? Do we want to see him debate Sanders or Biden? It's going to be interesting. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure
typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.